stick.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and also the Shaw, WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha.
Caca!
Man, I feel like crap today. Can you tell?
You sound a little rough, man. You don't
look quite like yourself. The last two nights, you know, So, the beginning of the week, I go down and see my best friend, but I couldn't spend the night because I had some other stuff. I was medicating that cat, and I'm not going to skip a day. That's not the way you're supposed to do it. So, maybe I'll come down and see you later in the week. And then my mom, I dropped her off at the airport, I think, Wednesday. Yeah. She's going down to Colorado to see my brother and other family, just like I did. And she did it before me, too, man. So we're going to be spending a lot of time going down there, I guess. I'm going to make another trip. Then I went down to see her, Thursday, and stayed over Thursday night. And something's going on with her, man, because she's, she's not smoking as much. Cigarettes or weed. Whoa, about time you slowed down on the weed, for sure. And the cigarettes. But she's like, you know, like really, I don't know. We've been playing games, so I hate Trivial Pursuit, man. It's like, I don't have the answers. You're yelling at me. That's the way my head feels about that. It's like, no, I didn't like school that much. I didn't want to know all these historical things. You know, some of the history I wanted to know, you know, like the critical race theory kind of stuff, right? I knew what was going on. She's like giving me hugs. And it's been a while because she gets really, you know, she's frail. And then emotionally, of course, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But it only happens for like, you know, several minutes. And then I just sit there and, okay, you know, I don't get combative with her or anything as she's arguing with these other people that aren't there. And then she comes back around. And we're playing games, you know, cribbage and sheep's head. And, I mean, she smoked me in sheep's head the worst I've ever been beat in a two-handed game.
That's your mom?
No, Delinda.
Oh, Delinda.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, what? I got one trick. The queen of diamonds over the jack of clubs, and that's it.
Man.
And that's two man. I mean, what? I couldn't get another trick out of that. I had, like... Oh, the ace, 10, king, 9, 8, 7, so I'm not going to get any of those home. Oh, my God. Yeah, whenever you get six of one suit, it's probably not good. I didn't have an ace or a 10 in my hand. I was like, what? Oh, okay. But I couldn't sleep that night, man. I'm like, and she's like, hey, can I lay down with you tonight? And I'm like, sure, you know. We usually sleep on separate couches. But like I said, something's going on. She's like, something's going on, electrodes connecting everything in her brain, and she wants more than what she's been living. I don't know. But she needs me to be there more often, and then of course she calls me and everything. But I think these playing the games and stuff actually is what gets people's minds working again. You know, reading, playing crosswords, things like that are beneficial when you're having some mental health issues.
I think they're beneficial all the time. I mean, look.
Well, of course.
You know, we turn on the little tube or whatever, or the, you know, we're on our phones all the time. That stuff, I got to step away from it.
Stepping away, man. Good point. No TV. No device. When I go over there, she'll turn my phone off. She doesn't want to hear anything. Put that down, right? So, okay. So, anyway, I get back, and I drive home Friday, and I'm feeling really bad, and I just get this tickle, man. I know what's going on. It's just this drainage going right into the back of my throat, down into my lungs, and every 30 seconds, sometimes less, I'm coughing. And I'm like, no. So I skipped work this morning. I told the boss, I'm like, I can make it in, I said, but I don't want to spread any, like, cold or flu around. You notice I didn't mind spreading it to you that you're here, Jason. We're in different rooms, okay? Yeah, you had your mask on. But I'm like, I don't want to give anybody a cold even. This is the first time I've had a cold in like ages, man. I can't remember the last time. You know, cancer. Sure, I've had that for 6-7 years straight, but no colds, no flu. Oh, maybe that's because I've been getting the shots and stuff. I even, you know, I got the flu shot for the first time last year. And I was like, I was always thinking like these other dumbasses. What if I get sick from it? Yeah, whatever. No, I'm not that indestructible anymore. By the way, the phone number here is 844-967-2789. And yeah, oh no, we're going to save the advertisement for Jeff's Guitar Clinic later. But yeah, you're thinking right with me, man. I'm like, you know what? Let's just mention it because like I forgot mentioned last week. And I told him, and he's like, no soup for you. Ah, because he knows the commercial that I made in his studio. And which, yeah, we'll mention it again. But, I mean, I had to pull back. I've had to turn off the TV and social media for the last month. You know, ever since this war, like even longer, I guess. But once the war started with Russia in Ukraine, I'm like, that's all anybody wants to talk about, man. And I'm just not going to go down that road and get all depressed. I mean, I know what's going on. Of course, why do you think we don't want wars to start? But in this country, man, I've watched people, you know, they cheer, taking sides, you know. And even, you know, yes, of course we're supporting, you know, Ukraine's democracy and sovereignty as a nation, but we're not really, are we? We kind of like, it's kind of like lip service, and we'll send you some weaponry because, hey, that's how the United States makes money, right? These war machines got to get theirs. Just watching all this stuff. Why do I unplug? Oh, hey, what happened? Oh, yes, Elon Musk, he's buying Twitter. Good. Time to, like, can that now, too. I mean, I've about had it. Who we got on the line?
Oh, we got our friend Andy from Beaver Dam.
Yeah, okay. Andy in Beaver Dam, what's going on? It's kind of nice now, isn't it?
It isn't too bad. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling under the weather, man. That sucks.
Yeah, I'm getting better or I wouldn't be here. I mean, I could make it to work, but the boss said, hey, I'll come in, but I'm going to need you Saturday the 14th during graduation, UW graduation. So I will not be doing a live show on May 14th, so I got to get today in, right?
Yeah.
I already missed one in April.
Well, and the thing is that this show gives you a platform, and you're on a mission, you know, to kind of express your whole situation. But when it comes to, you know, like you say, okay, you watch too much TV, or you, you're on the internet too much. Well, I don't even have a TV. I got a radio. And I have a smartphone, but I don't even bother to get involved with social media. So
hey, you know what? Those smartphones, Andy, they're smarter than I am. So, hey, great. Yeah, I got a phone that's smarter than me. Awesome.
And that's the problem. See, the phone is it's smarter than you, and I'm only utilizing about 20% of what's available on it, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's
just like
toy,
our brains.
You know,
20% of the brain, right. That's it. Most
and
of that's for weed.
Right, and the other thing is about playing games. He's right that it's good brain work when you have, you know, something to make you think, you know. But I've never been very good at cards or.
Oh, let's play. How much money you got? I'll play.
Yeah, right. You could teach me how to play poker or something, you know. But I don't know.
Well, I'll teach you. All right. It's not free though.
No, you want to play for money, right?
Just kidding.
No crazy eights, but well, anyway, you must be having a commercial here any second, so nice. I hope you get better soon.
Hey, I will, man. I appreciate it, and thanks for calling again. I did start watching the NFL draft a little bit last night. It's kind of cool how they do all that stuff, right? But it you know what? And then at the end of it, I'm like, jeez, I hate the NFL.
No shield for you.
Well, hey, listen, it's like, oh, you know, what did we watch the Packers go through last year? Rodgers whining about, you know, and it's just this loyalty kind of stuff. And then, you know, Davante Adams like, I'm out of here, man. You just, you know, this is bogus. I mean, that's why he left. It's like he didn't win every year. You've come up short every year. But I've been saying this all along. Quit, you know, drafting Rodgers, these great players, and let's build a defense to kick the crap out of some teams. That's what I like.
That's a new approach. I think that's...
Well, it should have been 10 years ago. We'd have had a couple more Super Bowls. It wasn't like we didn't have offensive threats or running backs or guys on the line that could block. It was just this lack of defense at, you know, 5 seconds left in the half, give up a 50-yard touchdown or whatever. You know, I mean, the Packers were always pretty good on defense. And I'd have to say, since Rodgers got there, it's just like, oh, it's all about me. Hey, nice hair, Aaron. Awesome. It's not as curly as mine, though.
You got to be for sure. Look, quickly on that, just to give my take here, is the... you know, I think last year was the first time. So the Packers' defense was always predicated on turnovers for the last many, many years, and that's how they were, you know, effective. But last year we saw a team that could actually shut another team down, and now they just added some more talent to that. So I think they're trying to go for like, hey, we're not just a turnover defense, we're a shut you down defense.
Yeah, when's the last time we saw a 13-10 Super Bowl, you know? I mean,
it's a handful of years ago, but yeah.
Exactly. I mean, defense wins championships too, and what do they say? The best offense is a good defense. In football, it kind of is, because that means your offense has the ball more often. Oh, boy, you figured that out. Really good at math.
You're a smart guy on many things.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, that can be a key to winning football games, getting the ball back more and stopping the other team from scoring points.
I could be like a talent scout or general manager for teams. I'm not kidding either. I mean, I saw Evander Holyfield when he was doing the cruiserweight. I'm like, this guy's going to be like the next heavyweight champ. And then he lost a piece of his ear, but not his championship. Ooh. Wouldn't want to run into Mike Tyson. I guess we're going to a break. Just like Andy said, we'll be back, about a minute or two.